Good morning, Senator. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Well, here we are, Earth Day. So I know in the past when I was covering things in Spokane, Olympia usually had a lot of things going on Earth Day related. That's still the same thing?
I don't know. We haven't seen anything out at Capitol yet there this morning, but there's always something happening.
Yeah, there sure is. There sure is. Hey, have you had any special guests in that you'd like to highlight here as we get started?
No, we really haven't had too many. Occasionally there'll be people that have come through, but nothing that I think of. I mean, of course, we had the Apple Blossom Royalty and some other people that have come through that just promoting the area. So but other than that, it's just been pretty much people relating to bills and legislation.
You bet. Business as usual. And, of course, we are working toward the end days here. How are things going in your mind?
Well, it is very, to me, it's very troubling because we're talking about a $75 billion budget, and we are in the last week, and we really don't know where we're at. As late as Saturday, we were still coming up with new taxes, taking off projected taxes. When I say take them off, they're being removed while we're not going to approach that. We had talked about a property tax increase, which got a tremendous amount of pushback, and Saturday they said, well, I guess maybe we won't do that. Now, when I say that we won't do that, that's what the Democrats have said. I fully expect to see by the end of the week that we may still see property tax increases. So it's a matter of right now just trying to see which taxes seem to have the most traction, I guess, because none of these have much support. I mean, there's a wide variety of taxes that are being proposed, from sales tax to taxes on services that people have not been paying, and any of those additional taxes will impact any and everybody. And so often they talk about, well, we're just going to get the people that are real, that can afford it. But each, if you look at what's being proposed, it will impact everyone across the board. There won't be anyone that will not be impacted by an additional tax.
Off the legislative hotline this morning, 12th District Senator Keith Gaynor. Senator, Senate Bill 5813, capital gains surcharge, increasing the capital gains tax. This is going to affect Washington investors.
Well, it will, and it already has. When we saw it go in, this will add to that. And back in the day when, just a couple years ago when this went in, Governor Inslee was talking about lowering that down to any capital gains over $50,000. Well, so that's, has always been a concern of mine, is that, well, we're just going to get the people that are really making, big money and have large transactions. But once that gets put in place, we're already seeing now that they're lowering into the $250,000 threshold. And if that doesn't generate enough revenue, then I anticipate they would lower that. So what ends up happening is once you put a tax in place, at least from my experience, is that you find the people that have the money will find the money to get around the tax. And that's what we've seen with the Seattle taxes, and we've seen here with the capital gains, where people have literally moved out of the state to avoid, the capital gains being here. Then they'll transfer whatever investments they have out of this jurisdiction, the state, to another place to try and avoid the impact of the taxes.
Have we got any numbers on that impact of businesses leaving the state?
We don't have, I don't have the numbers right in front of me right now. I mean, we just have the anecdotal, evidence that we've had some major people. I know that just Saturday we talked about, Fisher, Ken Fisher from Fisher Investments. He's moved from Vancouver, and he's got has 2,000 employees. He's a billionaire, but he said his headquarters are now, moving to Texas. So, I mean, there's just those types of situations where we've heard, we have the Jeff Bezos, things we've heard from Microsoft. They've said these are the kinds of things that, it will keep people from coming to Washington, but it'll also encourage them to be moving out and finding ways to be moving their assets out of the state.
On the Cozy Legislative Hotline, State Senator Keith Gaynor. Senator, sales tax, Senate Bill 5814. Is it clearing the Senate? Where do you think that is?
Well, it went out of the Senate, and this is the one that has sales tax on all kinds of services. So whether it's a home care worker, whether it's a behavioral health, whether it's the dentist, I mean, there's a list of, I think it was 55 or close to 60 different services that will now be charging, a sales tax on that service that people have not had. There's a number of health-related ones that, you know, people are taking advantage of right now. And even though, I mean, those costs are being added to that service, and even though that service may be subsidized right now, we're actually taxing services that the state is, you know, providing resources for, particularly like through Medicaid, and we're not reimbursing enough. And what I'm hearing from people who are providing these services is that they're not getting even their costs to provide that service. So what we've done is we've shifted this into the private insurance carriers, if there's insurance involved, so that the insurers are actually paying more, which then of course drives up the cost of premiums. And it's just a vicious circle there that keeps making things more expensive, and the state is still not even providing the resources to provide the service that they've contracted for.
Senator, I see another bill has cleared the Senate that would eliminate 60 tax preferences. Help me understand what this is all about.
Well, there's some services, and I guess I may have been talking about the sales taxes, that some of those, there's that overlap there where we have those tax preferences that are have not been charged for, that they will be charging for. So that's part of that revenue generation for people that have was saying that they've been receiving services, whether it be legal services, whether it be your dentist, medical things that have not been taxed. Now we will be putting a sales tax on those services.
Bottom line is taxes looks like at the end of this session, they're going to be going up.
Well, I hope that at some point we have another, frank conversation. On Saturday, the Senate Republicans put out our bill again that would have allowed government to continue on the way it has for the last 2 years, roughly the same budget, without new taxes. And we've stressed that we do not need the taxes. We have increased revenues. We do need to invest more, and our budget did invest more in education. We did more in the law enforcement. We did prolong and kind of postpone some of the things that were supposed to be coming in, new programs that we really don't really need. And I made the point here a couple of weeks ago when we first talked about the operating budget that typically we're, debating the merits of the bill, the budget, what's in there, and what do we like, what don't we like. We'd even just accept it as is and continue on without any additional taxes. And has not been, received by the other side at this point.
Also, session ending, you've got three bills that have cleared both chambers, headed to the governor's desk. Tell us about those.
Well, actually, I do have a bill signing today for certain counties to allow them a six-month extension of their comp plan updates.
Hey, Keith, go ahead and take a moment here. I'll clear your mic and you can clear your throat. 758 Community Radio, KOZI, Senator Keith Gaynor on the line with us.
But this bill would just allow for about five counties to have there's 10 counties that will eventually be impacted that will have extensions on their comp plan updates. And so that's been great. We've already had some counties had that delay. This would just allow another set of counties who are in the update cycle to prolong and give them another 6 months to really work their plans over so that they have a good plan to submit.
Sounds good. Now, one of the things that our news guy Nick Scott has been talking about, special session, Governor Ferguson seems to be concerned about the direction of Democrats and all the taxes.
Well, I think that's part of what I said, at the outset, is that we really don't know. There hasn't been anything that's been nailed down as to what the real revenue package will be. As I said, you know, we had a pretty predictable revenue stream. We had an increase in anticipated revenues in this last biennium, and we could continue with the size and scope of government that we've had without adding anything else, without any new taxes, and people could, you know, have an assurance of what the services are. But what we're proposing right now is to expand government considerably, which entails that, you know, $12 to $20 billion tax increase that they feel like they need to get the revenue. And, you know, there's so much there that needs to be discussed, which is really not happening. The Democrats are writing the budget, and I just need to be clear that they are writing the budget without any input from our side. And that's really, you know, too bad in my mind, because good government should be, you know, a collaborative effort. We should be able to, you know, kind of have different perspectives, and then the majority will still rule, but there should be that input that helps people understand what priorities are for other parts of the state that are not necessarily represented by, you know, majority party.
12th District State Senator Keith Gaynor, as always, great chatting with you, and I know you got to get out there and keep going with a good fight. Thank you, sir, for calling in.
All right. Thank you.